Editor. Data from the Canada 2021 Census reports a mean per capita income on the Sunshine Coast of $39,000, an average employment income of $30,000, and an average total household income of $50,000. During the past 8 months, the SCRD has been posting new job opportunities with salaries ranging from $85,000 to $135,000, with generous benefits, including 4 weeks annual vacation, 13 paid stats, compensatory leave in lieu of overtime, sick leave, paid family responsibility leave, 35-hour workweek, pension plan, relocation allowance and more. These benefits amount easily to an additional $50,000 above salary. It is arrogant and insensitive to tax those of us who are surviving on a fixed income of $39,000 to finance these luxury salaries. The SCRD elitist belief in a never-ending supply of local tax money has to stop. A community of 32,000 inhabitants cannot sustain the expense of three separate local government entities, including more than 20 elected officials, that in salaries, benefits and travel allowance equal a price tag to us, the taxpayers, of over $1.2 million. The SCRD board has distinguished itself by supporting, almost unanimously, staff recommendations. The modus operandi seems to be that a larger workforce, an increasing number of projects and more tax revenue equals efficiency and competence. There has never been an inquiry about maintenance problems, equipment failure and budget overruns. Demotions, salary reductions or contract terminations have never been implemented. The lack of due diligence for taxpayers is endemic and far-reaching. In Vanderhagel v. SCRD, a Supreme Court judge uncovered with clinical precision the malaise that afflicts our elected officials. Essentially, she wrote, they rubber-stamp staff recommendations. Jamie Gonzalez, Langdale.